A binational network of researchers is working to change the way the scientific community approaches conservation in the Sonoran Desert. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Kendall Blust reports the researchers are working together to influence policy and raise public awareness about the region's biological diversity.
There's one thing that connects the more than 900 members of the binational group Next Generation Sonoran Desert Researchers, or NGEN for short. NGEN Director Ben Wilder.
The region that we're in here in the Sonoran Desert is immensely beautiful and mesmerizing.
Indigenous ecologist Mayra Estrella.
Pues es muy especial para mí.
Anthropologist Michelle Early.
It's a treasure for humanity.
David Dearmore, a budding acoustic ecologist.
I really have fallen in love with it. I know I want to stay here my whole life.
What ties them together is their work in the Sonoran Desert's expansive mountain ranges and vast deserts that stretch through Arizona and California down to the Sea of Cortez in northern Mexico. NGEN was created almost 9 years ago to bring together young researchers committed and passionate about studying this region, says NGEN Director Wilder, and to tackle conservation challenges like climate change, mega development, or a border wall with a different approach to research.
The approaches that we've taken to science, to conservation, we're losing a lot of battles right now.
So NGEN is trying new things, like combining art and science and reaching across academic disciplines.
All of the challenges we face right now require new ways of thinking.
One example, a pair of habitat conservation projects in a small indigenous village of the Comcoc people on Mexico's Sea of Cortez. On a recent Saturday, researchers packed their cars in the little fishing village of El Desemboque, then took off on narrow dirt roads, leaving the sea and the town's simple, flat-roofed stucco houses behind as they bumped and rattled into the desert wilderness of the surrounding mountains. Local Comcoc ecologist Mayra Estrella is leading a study out here about the health of ironwood, mesquite, and mangrove trees, because these trees, especially the ironwood, are sacred, she says.
Es un árbol muy sagrado para mí y para la comunidad también.
In the Comcoc community, ironwood is used in traditional medicine for shade, firewood, and intricate figurine carvings. And while Estrella's team measures the trees and documents the species diversity around them, acoustic ecologist in training David Dearmore is collecting sounds of the same environment. He tucks small microphones into the crevices of trees to record them creaking and swaying in the wind. Then he arranges them on a cactus.
The best thing to do is to get these spread out so that we can play in the middle.
And shows two Comcoc students how to pluck and play the thorns to make different sounds.
Now let's see if we can all construct something.
Dearmore's also drawing on indigenous knowledge, recording Comcoc traditional songs. He kneels in front of Estrella, who sings a song to the mesquite tree, then arranges the mics to pick up the voice of village elder Manuel Montoy, a tall, lanky man dressed from head to toe in slightly mismatched camouflage. The creases around his eyes deepen into a smile as he sings an ancestral song about the connections between humans and nature. But as a 20-year-old who's not in college, Dearmore says it's hard to get support for his work.
You don't see a lot of groups that are specifically focused on, like, helping young people out without some kind of attachment to college.
NGEN is trying to change that, says Associate Director Michelle Early.
To try to provide small grants for projects that are interdisciplinary, transdisciplinary, innovative, and that maybe wouldn't be able to be funded through traditional outlets.
NGEN is giving people from different backgrounds an equal place at the table, she says, and it's that network of shared knowledge and perspectives that gives the group its strength. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.
And I'm joined now by KJZZ's Kendall Blust from the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
I'm well. So this group of researchers come from both sides of the border and different areas of study. What is bringing them together?
Yeah, that's right. It's a pretty diverse group and a pretty big group, about 900 members of what's called the Next Generation Sonoran Desert Researchers, or NGEN, as we heard. And they all are working in different fields, ecology, biology, anthropology, but they work in the Sonoran Desert. And like we just heard, that's this pretty broadly defined area that spans from Arizona and Southern California down to the Sea of Cortez in Mexico and the Baja California Peninsula. And the idea is that they're working together, bringing together their different scientific expertise to do a better job addressing conservation challenges in this region.
Well, what are some of the conservation challenges they want to address, and how are they trying to go about doing that?
Yeah, Ben Wilder, who's the director of NGEN and started it about 9 years ago, he says that the conservation challenges in the Sonoran Desert are a lot like what we see all over the world. They're facing changes because of climate change, water shortages. There are species of plants and animals that are endangered. And it's also unique because you have a region that flows from north to south that's sort of artificially split by an international boundary, and that brings environmental challenges, but also social and political ones. And part of what the network of researchers want to be able to do is to really bring together their expertise from both sides of the border and different areas of science and of study to be able to quickly have authoritative information, some of the best scientific data about how things like mega developments, resorts on the Sea of Cortez, or mining projects, or a border wall might impact this region, the plants and animals, and the people who live there. And they really have an emphasis on looking at that social side and the environmental side. That's what their associate director, Michelle Early, told me.
So, Kendall, you also reported on an event NGEN also hosted recently. Can you talk a little more about what that entailed?
Yeah, they had their second annual Border BioBlitz, and that brings together groups of scientists and then the general public, or what is sometimes called citizen scientists, on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border and all along the border from the Pacific Ocean to the Gulf of California. And they're collecting data using a phone app in areas that either have gaps about information or they want to update the information that they have about the plants and animals in the area. And the idea really goes back to this idea that they are trying to do more to share information with the public about the biodiversity in the border region and in the Sonoran Desert. NGEN is concerned that, you know, people think that these are deserts, that's a border, it's a wasteland or somewhere where there's not a lot going on. And they want to bring people to this area to have a connection with the diversity of plants and animals that are really there. That's what's kind of brought together these scientists. They love this place. They see it as a beautiful, fascinating area. And they want to share that with members of the public who might not otherwise get out and learn about the plants and animals that are in this region.
All right, that's Kendall Blust from KJZZ's Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Mexico. Kendall, thank you.
Thank you.